Welcome back to Halas Hall. It is Bears Blitz. We're joined, as we are every Thursday, by Larry Mayer from ChicagoBears.com. It's interesting listening to John Fox talk about the weapons. It seems like every week it's just different names, but every NFL team is going to challenge you.
Absolutely. It's the NFL, Mark, so you're going to have a guy like Julio Jones 1 week and maybe Mike Evans the next week. And I was really impressed with the Bears secondary and the way they played against Julio Jones, who was an all-pro receiver. Held him to 4 receptions for 66 yards. The one thing I'd like to see the Bears do is they'll create more turnovers. They didn't have any against Atlanta. They need to get some against Tampa Bay. I know Marcus Cooper came close, but close isn't going to get it done. You need to start forcing some turnovers.
Fangio talked about
right
that.
And after last year, especially when the Bears only had 11 takeaways the entire season, that's something that has to change. They practice it, they emphasize it, but it hasn't happened so far.
Well, I'm saying soon, real soon, it's going to happen because the pressure from the front seven. I want to find out if they're going to get any help in the secondary from the Prince Amukamara. When is he going to be ready to go?
It's going to be interesting to see. He's still injured, obviously. I think, like I said before, Kyle Fuller, I thought, did a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing to me, guys, is you talk about the depth on this team, and you look at guys right now that are second stringers. They used to be starters, so that tells me a lot about what Ryan Pace has done to bolster this roster. They brought in a lot of free agents. Completely, entirely new secondary. I know we talked about that last week. I really like the safety tandem. I know Quentin Demps didn't have the greatest game in the opener, but I really like Eddie Jackson and what he brings with his instincts and ball skills. He's going to make some plays. Like you said, it's dependent on the front seven getting to the quarterback. The good news for the Bears is, though, they're not playing Matt Ryan this week. Matt Ryan rarely ever throws interceptions. Jameis Winston does, however. He's thrown 33 in his 2 years in the NFL, including 18 last year. So he will give them some opportunities. They just have to take advantage of those opportunities.
We're watching Kyle Fuller in action. He held up very well against that Falcons passing game. The guy who's going to be in the spotlight this week is the inside linebacker, Nick Kwiatkowski, who showed a lot as a rookie, but now he's basically going to be asked to start from here on out.
You know, guys, it's really interesting to me because it's the same exact thing that happened last year where a veteran went down and he was asked to step in. But I think he's much better equipped to handle it this year. Mm-hmm. Last year he came in as a rookie. Here we see him making a big hit on special teams in the season opener against Atlanta. He came in last year as a fourth-round draft pick, and he hurt his hamstring on the third day in Bourbonnais. So he missed 4 weeks. He missed the entire preseason and all of training camp, and really his development hurt a lot there because, again, he wasn't in there. All of a sudden, Trevathan hurts his thumb in week two against the Eagles, and they thrust him in there. Rookie, no training camp, no preseason, and they asked him to start against the Dallas Cowboys down in Jerry World. So, I mean, I'm not saying he was intimidated by that, but it was obviously a big ask of him. And then he came back later in the season when Trevathan got hurt again and Jarrell Friedman was suspended. And he really showed a lot of development starting the last 6 games. More importantly, he was healthy all summer. He got that experience in training camp, and now he's ready to go. And I think he's going to do a great job.
We're watching Trevathan in action. How is he holding up physically? I mean, he's coming back from a very serious injury. He played a lot of snaps in week one. Can he hold up physically and be that guy that he was in Denver?
Well, obviously, only time will tell with that answer. But I'm really shocked, personally, that he came back so quickly. He ruptured his patella tendon in his knee. And that is a very serious injury. And this is a guy that I thought might start the season on the pup list and not be able to play. He was practicing from day one in Bourbonnais. He came out, and I thought he played well, and he shows no ill effects from the injury. And this is a guy that's only going to get better. And I know his attitude is something. It's interesting, during the offseason, he talked about how after he won the Super Bowl with Denver, he may not have worked as hard for the weeks leading up to the offseason program when he joined the Bears. He's determined to prove that last year was a fluke and really impress on defense and produce some impact plays. And he's going to have to, obviously, without Jarrell Freeman in there. But like I said, I'm confident in Nick Kwiatkowski. Now, the problem you have is if Kwiatkowski gets hurt, then you're getting hurt.
Then you get some issues. Because the other thing is, you know, how well is Christian Jones at this point? And then you may start having to look at guys like John Timu, bringing him and bumping him off the
practice squad.
The good news, though, is all those guys that you mentioned are all guys that have had experience playing regular season games for the Bears. So they are deep at that position, and they're going to have to take advantage of that.
I know we're talking about defense today, but I got to ask you about the talk of Chicago, Tariq Cohen, the human joystick, and all the other nicknames that he has.
Right.
Not only is he an impact in the offense, but as a punt returner, it was interesting listening to Jeff Rogers talk today. He invoked the name Devin Hester multiple times, saying that to have that threat on a special teams unit is a big boost for the entire team.
Well, it's funny that he mentioned Devin Devin's name in it. I am in no way comparing him to Devin.
Right.
Well, I think this should be in the Hall of Fame for what he's done on special teams. But I can't remember a more exciting player to watch that I've covered with the Bears than Devin. Every time Devin touched the ball, you wanted to be watching, and you could see the guys on the sideline watching. And as you see on a play like this, this is not anything you can teach.
Nope.
This is God-given talent. And not only was it an incredible cutback run, but he's basically burst past the fastest linebackers in the NFL. And this is a guy who's excelled at every level despite his lack of size. He's 5'6", 181. He always talks about how he feels like he's the biggest guy in the field. And he is a great kid and a really fun person to talk to. And if he's going to be a fan favorite, and if he continues to succeed,
well, you know,
he's
going to be a big fan. Atlanta has one of the faster defenses. They may not be the best defense, but they're one of the fastest around.
Absolutely.
And he certainly made his mark against them. And, you know, the interesting thing will be to see how Dowell Loggins decides to use both he and Jordan Howard at the same time. Or even whether, you know, they kind of, because of the receiver situation, does he try to put both those guys on the field at the same time and maybe go with two tight ends sometimes along with that group?
Well, the thing with Tariq Cohen is that you could split him out wide, you could play him in the slot, you could put him in the backfield. He's very versatile, and that's what they do to try to create some mismatches with the defense, because as you saw in the season opener in the preseason, it's very tough to ask a linebacker to cover him or even a safety. He can do so many things, and he's so electrifying as a player. They were on the field together for the wildcat formation and the handoff. He handed the ball to Jordan Howard for the touchdown, and it's really going to be fun to see how. Here's what I want to see, though. Now that they have him on tape, I want to see how the Buccaneers defense plays him,
well,
and if they pretty much
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the scouting report on Mike Glennon.
Okay.
Because of the way Mike threw that block down there, he put the bone on the guy, man, dropped him like a bad habit.
You know,
it was a beautiful thing.
When Jeff Rogers met the media, it was, if Cohen gets more of a role in the offense, are they going to go in a meeting room, in the coach's meeting, and go, you know, we're taking him off punt return.
Yeah.
You know, here's my resignation.
Yeah. Right. He had a pretty big role on the offense. Yeah. I mean, I think he played a lot more than a lot of people expected. But honestly, from day one, since he got here, even in the OTAs, he was getting a lot of reps with the ones, and that really kind of caught my attention because they don't normally do that with guys, especially the fourth-round picks, and guys that aren't projected as starters. So you kind of had an idea that he was going to play a major role. And I think it's really a good job by Dowell Loggins to get him in those situations where they can take advantage of the things that he brings in terms of the mismatches.
And, you know, Larry, one of the things that fans have brought up and they're talking about it with, you know, when you look at the specialty guys, you know, how you can use guys in different roles. Everybody was wondering, too, whether or not Mitchell Trubisky will find his way to the field in certain situations. Just like when they ran the Wildcat, nobody expected that. Can you see some situations where maybe Mitch gets some playing time?
I think they could, and I think they would in other situations, but I think having Mike Glennon as the first-year starter here, and he's a brand-new player, too, I'm not so sure that they would do that right off the bat. I think they want to work with Mike Glennon in different situations, whether it's red zone or short yardage or different things like that. Get them going, get the offense cooking. If their offense is clicking maybe a little bit, then maybe install a package for Mitchell Trubisky. But I think that's something.
It helps when you get in the red zone if the receivers actually catch the ball.
Sure. Wow. Jigs take a line and taking shots at the receivers.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, I know nobody's Bo Rather or James Scott
easy.
Anywhere.
Easy.
He looks at guard as a skill position.
Well, of course it is. Yeah. Well, it wasn't
Doesn't everybody.
It definitely was during the 1970s, I can tell you that.
If you're watching the game on television on Sunday, look for Larry. He'll be the guy wearing shorts and the big sombrero, right?
No, I won't. I'll probably be in the air conditioning upstairs.
So we're taking bets. We're taking bets. Yes. I'm saying it's going to feel like well over 100.
Oh, yeah. They said it's supposed to be 90 degrees with 80% humidity. So I'm guessing
that's why Larry will be in the press box.
I'll be in the air conditioning.
Larry, make sure you get your fluids.
I will. I will hydrate, I promise you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll look forward to your visit next Thursday.